Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The fighting rages on between Israel and the Palestinian terrorist group Hamas. Israeli forces enter Gaza's main hospital this week and say they found weapons and a computer with photos of a kidnapped Israeli soldier on the hard drive. Israel this morning is ordering Palestinians to leave four towns in the southern part of Gaza as operations to eliminate Hamas continues. The singer Cassie has filed a lawsuit in a Manhattan federal district court that alleges rap mogul Sean Diddy Combs physically and sexually abused her for years during their relationship. Cassandra Ventura filed the lawsuit under New York's Adult Survivors Act about a week before the statute of limitations was set to expire. Social media platform TikTok is once again on the hot seat after an anti-American letter from Osama bin Laden was promoted by the Chinese-owned social media company and others.
There are renewed calls for a TikTok ban after influencer and anti-Israeli activist Lynette Atkins told thousands of her followers to read a letter from Osama bin Laden, and her video got more than 800,000 views. Florida Senator Rick Scott among those calling for a ban of the social media platform.
TikTok is toxic to our kids. I mean, look at you can look at all the articles. Look at what they teach our kids versus what they teach kids in China. It's a toxic company.
Scott, speaking on Fox Business, the bin Laden letter was written after the 9/11 attacks. TikTok said on Thursday that videos promoting that letter violate its rules. I'm John Schaefer.
The gag order against presidential candidate Donald Trump in his civil trial has been temporarily suspended by a New York appeals judge, saying the gag order violates Trump's constitutional right under the First Amendment, freedom of speech. TGIF, my friend. We are USA News.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
New York Congressman Republican George Santos says he will not seek re-election after the House Ethics Committee released a damaging report on his conduct yesterday. Congress, for the most part, said Santos committed substantial wrongdoing and that they will put forth an expulsion resolution today. If Santos is expelled, New York Governor Democrat Kathy Hochul must declare a special election within 10 days. Then a special election must take place 70 to 80 days after her announcement. Turkey prices have decreased just in time for Thanksgiving, but industry reports indicate some side dishes and desserts may be slightly more expensive this year.
The American Farm Bureau Federation revealed that the average Thanksgiving dinner for 10 people will cost $61.17, or just under $6.20 per person. This reflects a 4.5% decrease from last year's record high of $64.05, but is still 25% higher than the cost in 2019. The survey notes a 16-pound turkey will cost $27.35, down 5.6% from the previous year. However, the survey also reports a 2-4% increase in average prices for frozen dinner rolls, pumpkin pie mix, sweet potatoes, and carrot and celery veggie trays. I'm John Schaefer.
Thursday night football last night in Baltimore was a cruise for the Ravens, defeating the Cincinnati Bengals 34-20. Thanks for listening. Lance Pry, USA News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop and hear what's that sound. Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Happy Friday to you. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. We're on standby for Liz Peek, Fox News contributor, Wall Street analyst. Be talking with her in just a few moments as we go into day 42 of the Israel and Hamas war. You know, the thing that comes to light out of all this, and I think that what we can see happening here in terms of well, Liz is with us right now, so I want to bring her in on this. Liz, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very happy to join you, as always.
Well, I appreciate it. I was just starting to say that in light of what's happening in Israel, and I think that even in our own country, you know, I've told the kids for a long time that experience defines preference. You and I have talked about it regarding the administration and the things of politics that are happening in our world today. We've had a lot of experience here. And I think that it's about time for the American people, because it starts with our Constitution. It says we the people. If we're going to preserve this democratic republic, if we're going to preserve Western civilization, we must take a stand against evil and call it out for what it is. We've been so accommodating, and we've acquiesced our ground of morality, our ground of common sense. And we're being overrun to such a degree, Liz, that here we are. We're 13 months away, 12 months away from, you know, we always say this is the most critical of elections. But this really is. If the Democrats are able to, again, and I believe, in my humble opinion, they stole 2020. I believe if they're able to steal 2024, we're done. There's no turning back. Put a fork in us. They have ambitions, clearly, to get rid of this democratic republic. They talk about constitutional, you know, principles, but it's word in word only, not in principle, not in action. When you consider all that's going on with the FBI, what's happening in the Justice Department, how we see the persecution of Donald Trump, J6, I mean, just go right on down the line. There's not anything about this that's happening right now in the United States, and dare I say, even in parts of the world, whether it's in Israel or Ukraine, that I can stand up and say, you know what, I like that.
Yeah. Well, you know.
I mean, I threw a whole lot at you. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yes. Well, I mean, let's start with the Democrats' platform going into 2024 is all about be careful. Our democracy is at stake. They really do have a wonderful way of turning around whatever they're doing and projecting that onto Republicans. I would say, you would say, our democracy is at stake, for example, because the president is trying to put in jail his number one competitor with largely trumped up charges. I remind you and your listeners that it turns out that Robert Hur, the special counsel investigating the secret documents that Joe Biden took and stored in various places when he was vice president, and also apparently when he was even senator, apparently he's going to get away with a slap on the wrist. And I don't think anyone will be surprised at that. Meanwhile, Trump is facing numerous indictments having to do with his secret document storage and mismanagement. Both men did this. But, it's pretty extraordinary. And that is a really stark comparison. And Democrats will say, well, Joe Biden really, participated and, was very forthright in helping on this. No, he wasn't. I mean, for one thing, the Justice Department didn't even tell Americans about the fact that Biden had illegally stored documents until after the midterm elections. They waited 2 or 3 months. That's pretty extraordinary, I think. And they've really never been held, you never have been held to account for it. You see these hearings up on Capitol Hill where Chris Wray is asked difficult questions and he just slithers out of it. I got to tell you, whoever is elected president on the Republican side in 24, they have got, the first thing they've got to do is clean house with the FBI. And this is not just getting rid of Chris Wray, though he has to go for sure. It is the entire upper echelon of the FBI. And guess what? I don't think we'll lose a thing. I mean, my guess is that most of the field agents around the country are still pretty good guys, and they're trying to do their job. But the weaponization of the FBI is horrific, and it has to stop. Look what just happened. I don't want to spend all our time on this, but look what has happened in New York City, where Eric Adams, mayor who none of us thinks is great, but, he's had the guts to confront the White House about the tens of thousands of migrants now living in our city, costing us a fortune. Mm-hmm. What happens to him? He has this embarrassing personal confrontation with the FBI that take away his cell phones, his iPad. There was no need to do that, and everybody knows it. It was just a public rebuke meant to remind critics of the Biden administration, watch out, because we're going to come for you.
You see, and here it is. I mean, we've been saying this all along, Liz. If they can do this to Donald Trump, they can do it to anybody. And that's, it doesn't matter if you have an R or a D, or if you're everyday Joe citizen. We've got people, hundreds of people still in the gulag in D.C., in jail because of J6. Meanwhile, you've had three other outbursts or protests in and around the Capitol. And, what do they get? Misdemeanors, if that, by comparison, where people have been in solitary confinement, this is disgusting. But, yes, go ahead.
It is disgusting. And, again, this is not going to be resolved while Joe Biden and his group are still in the White House. It just isn't going to happen. And that is, I think, an incredibly important reason why Joe Biden cannot be president any longer or after next year's election. And by the way, when you're talking about the election being stolen and so forth, the only thing I would caution you, Bill, we need people to vote in 2024. And if people become convinced that elections are fraudulent, their vote won't matter, they're not going to go to vote. And so I would really, if thank you, stop talking about that. Let's get people out to vote. If the numbers are overwhelming, and I think 2024 could be an election year where indeed it's a Reagan-like landslide, we absolutely have to have people out to vote and not sort of sitting home saying, well, everybody told me the election was stolen. They're going to steal this one. Why bother? That is dangerous.
I would agree. And that's not my motivation. My motivation is that two things, several things. You got to register to vote because we have about 50% of the people that register to vote, believe it or not. Only 50% of those that register to vote, vote, which is ridiculous.
Right.
I mean, you've got to register to vote, you've got to vote, and where you can, be a precinct chairman, where you can, preserve the integrity of the voting process. We need conservative eyes on the process in such a way to where, as much as possible, the cheating is limited or that we make it so much more difficult for them to cheat. And that's my motivation. That's what I'm hoping that people will do, because the fact of the matter is that not only do we have to win the White House, Liz, in my humble opinion, we've got to win everything. I mean, there's got to be a supermajority, because the Republicans, conservatives have got to have the power and the guts to come in and do this, because you got to know they're not going to give up power easily, and there is going to be a resistance and a fight back in such a way that we may be heading into something even much more dangerous than we even realize, Liz, because they're not going to give it up easy.
Well, we'll see. But let's get that. Yeah. Let's win before we worry about whether
yes.
they're going to cede power or not.
Exactly. More from Liz
after
this.
Silver has nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Hey, we're back with you, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Liz Peek continues with us, the Fox News contributor, Wall Street analyst. Liz, what did you make of the Biden and Xi meeting, other than San Francisco, smelled nice for once in a long time?
For once. I thought it was an embarrassment from beginning to end. Right away, the fact that we have to clean up a squalid American city in order to be presentable to the rest of the world is horrifying to me. I mean, you know, imagine if you're a resident of San Francisco, and by the way, I'm a resident of New York City, so I feel their pain, believe me. And all of a sudden, the officials all swoop in, and they move out the migrants, and they get rid of the tent encampments, they sweep the feces off the streets, et cetera. What are you thinking? I mean, what about me? I'm the taxpayer.
Right, exactly.
I'm the resident here. But they don't care. They don't care. They just want to score political points. In terms of the actual meeting with Xi, it is, I thought, I didn't have high expectations. My expectations were met. We will see whether this fentanyl deal actually results in a reduced flow of fentanyl. It might be nice if a reporter in that very brief press conference had asked Joe Biden whether he intended to try and close the border so we wouldn't have more armed gangs bringing fentanyl into the country. But, of course, no one will ever ask that question because he only picks on his calls on his favored few. And, you know, I'm also embarrassed by the fact that the president stands up there in this press conference, can't remember who the CBS White House reporter is. You know, Bill, that to you and me, that may not seem like a very big deal. The Washington press corps is pretty important, at least in their own eyes. And the fact that he couldn't remember any of the names and didn't know who he was calling on. My God. I mean, we are normalizing the fact that we have not only a feeble commander in chief, but one who really is not all there. And frankly, the idea of him sitting across the table from President Xi and representing the United States is horrifying to me.
Yeah, what kind of negotiation is he having on our behalf?
Yeah.
I mean, one of the pundits said, you know, this AI discussion, I mean, it came away and was like, wait a minute, who won here with AI, with what they're trying to do here? And you're going to tell me the Chinese aren't going to, you know, they're not going to do an end run and still use AI when it comes to nuclear development? Anyway.
Of course. Of course. And we cannot trust anything the Chinese do or say. The Financial Times, I think, or somebody had a, FT had a really interesting piece a few days ago saying what Americans probably don't even recognize is that Xi for months, years, has been positioning the United States as a country in decline, as a country so on its way down that it's an embarrassment to the world, et cetera. If we're morally corrupt. I mean, the language about the United States coming out of Xi's mouth is pretty horrible.
Exactly.
So in the last 2 months, in the lead up to this summit, you know, all of a sudden Xi is talking nice about how we have to have a good relationship with the United States. We have to improve relations. And, you know, the people who write the kind of thing I do in China are going, whoa, I guess it's okay to, you know, be friendly with Americans now. I mean, now apparently, well, guess why? Xi needs something. He needs
I'm going to say, their economy, they're a mess. Unemployment, you think it's tough here in America? What is it, one in five of working young people are only able to work right now? 4 out of 5 do not have a job? I mean, this is a disaster for him because with communism, and it's all about the economy, isn't it? I mean, if you fail in the economy, guess what? You don't have a job anymore. Even though you have a title for life.
Yeah, this is not an economy that rebounds easily because there's no safety net. They have not figured out what to do. Remember, there's a tremendous demographic cliff facing China. Their population has already begun to shrunk. They have all kinds of problems. But the biggest problem right now, American companies and European companies are jumping out of China. They're going to Vietnam, they're going to Turkey, they're going elsewhere where the costs are still very low, but they don't have to deal with the ridiculous, I mean, I'm going to finish my embarrassment theme because I actually am writing about this right now by saying the most embarrassing thing, obviously, was having all those CEOs, American CEOs, jump to their feet with a standing ovation.
You're exactly right, 100%.
What in the world were they applauding? Were they applauding hundreds of billions of dollars, probably $1 trillion now, of lost property theft? People don't know what goes on in China. Historically, you go over there, you're required to have a 50-50 joint partner. You take in a joint partner. Business is fine for a year or two. Then you find business failing, and it's because the joint partner has stolen all your intellectual property, all your patents, all your method of operating, opened up a rival business down the street. This is a true thing that has happened to hundreds of companies. They knock off what you do, and then you're out of business. And that
and then they go to the trough again, and they're applauding, you know, a standing ovation to the very leader that promotes this kind of behavior that's taken and given them all these losses. I mean, it's absurd. But that, again, you know, sometimes speaks to the greed of corporate America. And they just cannot help themselves, no doubt about it. The other thing I thought.
Greed and cowardice, really. Oh, they're afraid of China.
Well. It is amazing to me because, I don't know. I just, as you did, Liz, you know, we grew up in a world where, it's money that talks and, and profit, gives you a lot of power. And for them to surrender that power is, it's hard for me to understand and figure out, I guess. We got about 3 minutes left, and I did want to address one thing because you tweeted about this or X'd about it, and that is the big lies about abortion that the Democrats continue to get away with. This is an issue, and in spite of all the pain that America is going through with this economy and Bidenomics and Bidenflation and on that has been created by Joe Biden and the Democrats. It's beyond me that 40% to 45% in polling still approve of Joe Biden. It's like, what's going on? And the thing that's going to take them, you know, that as it did in these in this last round of elections, is this abortion issue. And the Republicans have got to get their heads on straight as to how they're going to address this and how they need to message this, because they're just too passive on this on this issue of abortion, and the Democrats are using it very effectively as a wedge issue, and they're getting the independents, and particularly we're back to the suburban housewives that are buying into this big lie. Go ahead, we got a couple of minutes left. I'm going to leave the rest of it to you.
Oh, that's okay. I mean, first of all, I think it is a big lie. Democrats are saying that. I actually heard the governor of Illinois, Jay Pritzker, talk about how every Republican candidate wants to ban abortions, all abortions, including in the case of rape and incest. That is just nonsense. That is not true. And that was in the lead up to the Virginia vote, which was kind of an important vote to see whether Gavin Newsom taking a middle ground and talking about 15-week ban on abortion, allowing abortion up to 15 weeks, and then after in the case of rape or incest or the health of the mother. That is the common sense European position on abortion. Do we applaud abortion? No. And I don't want, am I pro-life? Everybody in the world should be pro-life, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the
right.
reality is, The life is messy, and people end up having to have an abortion for a host of reasons, some valid, some not. But the reality is, this is something that Republicans have got to take a middle ground on, and some have, like Gavin Newsom. I think Nikki Haley is moving in that direction. By the way, I think Donald Trump is moving in that direction, knowing that they cannot win if they go totally pro-life. Democrats, meanwhile, say, the other side's trying to portray us as wanting abortion on demand through 9 months. That's not true. It is true.
And exactly.
When they adopt their platform, take a look at what they say about abortion. That will be their stance, and I know that because in my state of New York, that's what we have, and it is despicable.
Well, the whole truth and nothing but. Liz Peek, Fox News contributor, Wall Street analyst. Thank you, Liz. Have a great weekend. Take care.
Thank you, Bill. You too. Take care.
The federal ban on menthol cigarettes could have unintended consequences for Hispanic communities. Here's United States Hispanic Business Council President Javier Palomares.
You know, history has taught us that prohibitions just don't work. A federal ban on menthol cigarettes would hurt minority-owned small businesses. It would make communities of color more vulnerable to criminalization and bolster cartel pocketbooks. It's just simply bad policy, and it must be withdrawn.
Sponsored by the United States Hispanic Business Council.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
USA News Update. The fighting rages on between Israel and the Palestinian terrorist group Hamas. Israeli forces enter Gaza's main hospital this week and say they found weapons and a computer with photos of a kidnapped Israeli soldier on the hard drive. Israel this morning is ordering Palestinians to leave four towns in the southern part of Gaza as operations to eliminate Hamas continues. The singer Cassie has filed a lawsuit in a Manhattan federal district court that alleges rap mogul Sean Diddy Combs physically and sexually abused her for years during their relationship. Cassandra Ventura filed the lawsuit under New York's Adult Survivors Act about a week before the statute of limitations was set to expire. The gag order against presidential candidate Donald Trump in his civil trial has been temporarily suspended by a New York appeals judge. Lance Pry, USA News.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us for the ride. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. DeRoy Murdoch coming up next year. I love the headline of his new column. It says, the only thing that Israel should cease is listening to Joe Biden. DeRoy, that says it all. I think that's wisdom for the ages.
Oh, thank you, Bill, very much. How are you? Good to talk to you.
Hey, always good to connect. Yeah, this is a thing that just has been driving me nuts personally. Joe Biden has taken us to the brink of World War III, and of all commander-in-chiefs, I mean, we got the short straw on this one. We need to have kind of like the Godfather moment. You remember when Michael got rid of the family attorney, Tom, and he told him that he wasn't fit to be a wartime consigliere? And, you know, Tom's heart, he was offended, and we understand that kind of deal. I think anybody would be. But Joe Biden clearly is not a wartime consigliere. He's not a wartime president. The team that he's surrounded by, if we were going to play patty cake, maybe they might help. But dealing with all the elements that we're seeing that we're dealing with here in the Middle East, Russia, Ukraine, China, this is too much for him to handle.
Yeah, as far as wartime goes, I think, you know, maybe he'd be good for kitchen patrol peeling potatoes. I don't think much beyond that. This guy's got his hands full from, you say, the situation in the Middle East, which is expanding and becoming more dynamic by the day, the Ukraine stalemate between Ukraine and Russia, which seems to be going nowhere. They're just at loggerheads. We've got China every day harassing the Philippines, challenging folks on the high seas, all sorts of endless challenges with our deals with them from intellectual property to trade to I live in New York City. We had Chinese police stations here in New York City, basically spying on Chinese nationals who live in New York. And then, of course, our border is part of national security, and the border, I put border in quotes, our quote-unquote border,
right,
which pretty much is our former border. It's gone. I mean, the border's just ripped wide open, and we've got, you know, roughly 250,000, 275,000 people breaking in every month, including to this date, I believe, approximately 260, 270 people coming across the border who we've caught who've been on the terrorist watch list. God knows how many have slipped through who we've not caught and maybe right. waiting for instructions from Tehran or from Gaza City or wherever it is, saying, okay, you know, implement the operation, you know, start blowing up train stations or subway stations or restaurants or car washes or whatever it might be. And we're just not getting any leadership guidance or even just a sense of calm from Joe Biden. He's in over his head, and that makes life very difficult and potentially dangerous for 330 million Americans and about 8 billion people around the world.
And the thing is about this, at least from my observation, DeRoy, is it starts at the top. The leadership is lacking, but even the team that he's assembled, I mean, people were critical of Ronald Reagan, but I believe one of his key attributes was he knew who to surround himself with. What kind of talent, top grade A talent, that he brought in, and he let them do their job. Here's your job. Here's your mission. Go make it happen. You know, he was not a micromanager in that sense like a Barack Obama. He trusted these people to go in and do their job, had the confidence, they had the, you know, they had the credentials in which to do this and experience. But in this particular case, we have people who time and again, just look, you know, rather JV-ish, if, you know, to use Joe Biden's term and Barack Obama's term.
Well, yeah, with Reagan, it was a two-way street. It was him picking people who knew what they were doing, were sufficiently competent, capable, so he could say, all right, you're in your job, do your thing, number one, and then that's one-way street in that direction. The other direction, they knew what to do because they knew what the boss wanted, which was a very clear vision and clear philosophy, and without having to sit there and debate, gee, I wonder what Ronald Reagan would do about this. They knew what Reagan would want to do about this because he was a very some of the very clear philosophy, direction, and ideology.
Well, if they had any doubt, they could ask Nancy, because Nancy would let them know.
Right. And it would be pretty clear, you know. In case you forgot. Versus a guy like Biden, where he comes out and says, well, you know, we stand by Israel, we're Israel's best friend, and has given some wonderful speeches. But then, gee, we need to pause, and legally need a ceasefire, and oh, well, we need a humanitarian pause, and pause this, plural. And so you're just getting, you get these mixed signals, sometimes mixed out of Biden's mouth, sometimes mixed out of multiple mouths. This just happened in the last couple of days. We had a statement released by something like about 100 or so people at the State Department condemning the President of the United States' policy in Israel, saying, well, we have a different policy. This is our policy on Israel. And I'm thinking, if you don't like the policy of the president, you should resign. And then you know, start your own organization or run for office or write nasty editorials or whatever you want to do. But I can't remember having 100 people within administration come up with a statement and denounce the policy of the president of the United States for whom these people are working, in whose pleasure they're supposed to serve. And I'm not sure how weak they are. I mean, I don't see that happening. That never would happen under Reagan. I don't think it would have happened under any previous president I can think of.
Well, it happened a little bit under Trump with Vindman, if you remember. Vindman didn't like that Trump was moving his cheese. And he thought he could speak out, I mean, break the chain of command and, and lead a charge for impeachment against the president of the United States. I mean, this guy should have been court-martialed, kicked out of the military, bye-bye to your, to any kind of retirement pay, because that's a disgrace, what he did as a military officer.
I totally agree with everything you said, but that was one guy. Now we have about 100.
Yes.
Amazing. I mean, a much, much bigger number of people. And again, signing a manifesto or some joint statement or communique, whatever it is. Boy, that just shows weakness on the part of Biden. It sends mixed signals to people overseas. It says to Hamas, I mean, my God, the Hamas people are saying, okay, well, the Americans are divided, so I guess we'll just go on and do what we want because
why not? You know,
our enemies, Israel, their big benefactor is confused. So, you know, let's keep the rockets flying. It's appalling. Yeah. And it's just one more of many bits of evidence of what a weak and completely fed non-leader Joseph Robinette Biden is.
Well, my question would be, DeRoy, is how many of those 100 people that signed that letter approved Biden's strategy of the Afghan exit?
That's a good question. I think some of those people might have been involved in that mess. I know another big problem we have right now is essentially a fifth column of pro-Tehran, pro-Ayatollah people in the State Department of the Pentagon and elsewhere who are in favor of the Islamic Republic of Iran, which is one of our biggest enemies. They've got one guy who worked at the, I believe, in the State Department as essentially the chief negotiator for dealing with Iran on the nuclear weapons issue and all this. And
what a deal.
Malley, I think, was his name.
Yes, yeah. Robert Malley. Yeah,
they pulled his security clearance because he was mishandling secret documents. There are another three or four people who worked around him who were thought to be essentially pro-Iran, giving pro-Iranian advice to people. There's somebody who's a chief of staff in one of the major agencies of the Pentagon, who I think is still there, giving his influence. His influence is usually, hey, let's do whatever Iran wants. This is unbelievable.
Well, Malley, I understand, DeRoy, was the guy who single-handedly ignored the sanctions of the sale of oil to China, right? And that was draining the coffers that Iran was using in which to pay for all this terrorism around the world. And their coffers went, I think there was, I think you reported on it, somewhere between 8, 12 billion when Donald Trump left office. And almost overnight, it went up to like 60 to 80 billion dollars. And it's like, wait a minute, who's watching the store here? And Malley is the guy who, I guess, authorized the desanctioning of the sale of Iranian oil to China.
Yeah, this is deadly serious stuff. And I think the amount of money that Iran has been able to make selling oil to China is under Biden is around $52 billion, give or take. You add the lack of sanctions on steel, lack of sanctions on petroleum products, access to special credits at the International Monetary Fund. You add up all of this, and of course the $6 billion ransom payment for the hostages we got back. You add it up, and by my calculation, Joe Biden essentially has given the Ayatollahs access to about $77 billion, would it be, $77 billion.
And why is that a problem, DeRoy? Hey, we got to go to break. I'm going to let you think about it. We've got more from DeRoy Murdoch after this.
Exergen is the smart choice when selecting a thermometer. As children return to school, keeping them healthy is important. Got a fever? Stay home. To detect fever accurately at home, you need a fast, non-invasive, and clinically accurate thermometer. Exergen provides all of that and is backed by over 100 clinical studies. Accuracy matters. Be smart and safe. Measure temperature accurately with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. They're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
As promised, we're back with you, DeRoy Murdoch, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, continues with us. DeRoy, this is just a hot mess. Everything that circulates around this administration, and people are still saying, how did he become president of the United States? And then what happens? Then he's shocked with his polling numbers. I mean, when you have these key swing states, and what, you got 5 out of 6 swing states are all for Trump in record numbers, and it makes you even wonder. The one swing state that hasn't converted yet is Wisconsin, and you're thinking, are they smelling the cheese over there? What are they doing? Did I say that right? I'm sorry.
Yeah, they're over. I guess they're just drowning in cheese curd or something like that. Yeah, there was a recent Siena College survey that showed Trump versus Biden, and as you say, Biden was ahead in Wisconsin, but Trump was ahead between 4% and 11% in, I believe, it was Nevada, Arizona, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and I think Georgia. And you add all those up, and assuming that Trump keeps all the states he won in 2020, and Biden keeps all the ones he did, minus the ones with Trump would win in this case, and it would be something like 300, 301, 302 electoral votes for Trump. It'd be a very, very comfortable victory. So I wish the election were this November, not November of 2024, but the fact that you've got Biden that far behind at a time when, whether you're a fan or a fellow of Donald J. Trump, he certainly has been in the news for a lot of reasons. I'm sure he'd prefer not to be. All the prosecutions and the court cases and all this other stuff, that's not very positive news. But despite that, he's still up comfortably in 5 out of 6 swing states between 4% and I think 11% Nevada, if I remember correctly. That's quite extraordinary.
Yeah, well, Joe Biden and the Democratic apparatchik are trying to find more indictments that they could possibly, because they just think they're just maybe one, maybe two more indictments away from really, you know, crippling the former president, right?
Well, you know, every time they indict him, he goes up. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's some talk about if he is convicted in this Georgia so-called election interference case, which basically just involves prosecuting him for using his First Amendment rights to claim that he had the election stolen, and encourages supporters to try to petition for redress of grievances, both of which are covered by the First Amendment. But anyway, I guess in Georgia that's now illegal. If he's convicted in that case, is Fannie Willis, the prosecutor down in Atlanta, going to throw him in jail? And yeah. we might find ourselves voting for or against Donald J. Trump while he's behind bars. And I think he's locked up, his popularity is going to go even higher. Because I guess the sense will be the only way to stop this from happening again is to elect the man so that this doesn't become a precedent. We just go into the business of locking up presidential candidates.
Well, you put him in jail, DeRoy, you're going to have a suite of jails because you got his Secret Service contingent that's going to have to go behind bars with him, right? To protect him.
Wing. Exactly. Lock them all up. Lock them all up. Yeah.
This is so absurd. Yeah, this is so absurd.
These are the people who say, well, we don't like Trump. We're going to take him off the ballot. And then they say, well, why? Because of democracy. All right. Well, you believe in democracy. Put the guy on the ballot and you run against him. You tell people why his ideas are bad, why your ideas are better, and why people should vote for Biden and his people versus Trump and his people. That's how we normally do things in this country. But the so-called pro-democracy Democrats don't believe in that. They don't have an election where you debate visions and ideas and policies. They want to lock the guy up, have him prosecuted 91 counts in 4 different cases and maybe more coming. And then while you're at it, by the way, lock up his lawyers and lock up his supporters. This is like something you'd see in Cuba or East Germany, not the United States of America. And then on top of that, they have the goal to say, democracy. It's just disgusting to see the way these people behave. I wish they'd at least be honest and call themselves totalitarians, which is what they are.
Well, they're being honest. You just have to realize how they're being honest. What they tell you is just the opposite. Like Hillary Clinton. Well, whether it was Russian collusion, okay, that turned out to be a lie. She put on Trump. She was the one that orchestrated this, which I want my money back, by the way. For all the taxpayer money that we paid, right, to defend and deal with it, she's the one that put that poison pill in the political electorate. She put that in the stream, in the water. She dirtied up. She did it. Not anybody. Yes, you had the FBI and the rest of the governmental apparatus and the deep state participating in it, but she and her campaign dumped that into the political live stream, and I want my money back. Everything she says is just the opposite. She said, oh yeah, what do you do? We don't in America, we don't arrest and imprison our political opponents. And a couple years later, here we are. It's like, that's what I'm telling you, DeRoy. You and I have been saying this, that, they speak sideways out of their mouths. So just pay attention. So what they say, when they say, hey, we're not going to tax anybody, they mean they're going to tax everybody.
They don't
tax
everybody. That's right.
That's
exactly right.
That's the new language. Okay?
Correct. Yeah, we call this psychological projection. So, the classic example of this is the guy who's sitting on a bar stool at 4 in the morning at a bar saying, you guys are all a bunch of drunks, and he falls off his bar stool and smacks his head. That's psychological projection, and this is what Hillary Clinton and the Democrats do. And they say, oh, my God, Donald J. Trump is involved, is guilty of Russian collusion. Well, guess who was the one who actually was using Fusion GPS to cook up this these Russian sources and turn that into an attack on Trump? She was the one colluding with the Russians to do this. She also was the one who, as you may recall, helped out Vladimir Putin by arranging for Uranium One, a Russian company, to take over 20% of America's uranium supply.
And I think her family, a family member, was involved in that exchange as well, if I do remember correctly, right? Wasn't her brother? Didn't he get a little taste that got his beak wet in that deal?
The people involved in that company basically made donations to the Clinton Foundation. I believe that, I believe the number was somewhere in the 50 to 60 million range, something like this. That sounds to me like Russian collusion, but of course she doesn't talk about that. So when you see the Russians accuse the right and the Republicans of doing something, basically that means that they're doing it themselves, and they take whatever they're doing and take their guilt or any misgivings they have and thrust them upon the shoulders of the GOP. We see it time and time again, and you see it now, unfortunately, as well.
Well, here we've had 3 debates. I'll tell you, I know some people got a little offended there, but Vivek Ramaswamy laid it on the line. He brought up a good point. Why are we having somebody who supported the Russian collusion? She is one of the moderators. Where's the RNC in thinking about who would be better a better choice in which to conduct and moderate the debate. You know, he says, well, how about Elon Musk and Joe Rogan and maybe Tucker Carlson, just three names instead of the three people that NBC had presented. You know, and that's the way the dance began.
Yeah, you know, we get into these unusual situations where the GOP gets to these debates where people come in and, you know, get us alive. I don't think we necessarily have to have three people who are going to sit there and toss softball questions at Republicans. But, you know, why don't we have, you know, fair and balanced, as they say, somebody from MSNBC, somebody from Fox News, and I don't know if you can find somebody in the middle. I'm not sure what the middle of the road news organization is any longer. Maybe the Wall Street Journal, their news division, I think, is pretty on the one hand. On the other hand, that would make a lot more sense than just bringing in people, especially in the final fall debate between the presidential nominees. You know, you get a situation like Chris Wallace, who spent his time basically puffing up Joe Biden and tearing down Donald J. Trump, or you may recall the debate between between Obama and Mitt Romney.
Yes.
Andy Crowley came out and accused, oh, Mitt Romney, you're wrong, your answer's wrong, as she said at the end of the debate. Turns out what he said was absolutely totally correct. And
exactly.
About a couple of days later and say, oops, I'm sorry, I screwed up. Of course, you know, a much, much smaller number of people saw her apologize and explain that she blew it than, you know, maybe 40, 50, 60, 70 million people who saw her accuse Romney of lying or being mistaken and, of course, walk away with that misimpression in their head. So the RNC has to be much, much better about getting people who will ask more even-ended questions or, you know, frankly, throw it open to the audience and let the audience ask questions. And you invite,
right,
you know, half Democrats, half Republicans, and you're probably going to get, you know, half the questions are going to be friendly and half are going to be hostile. And that's a much more sensible way, I think, of asking questions, leading to a bunch of left-wing journalists to make life miserable for the GOP, which is what they do for a living.
Exactly. Well, DeRoy, if you were head of the RNC, wouldn't you want to know the questions that were being asked and saying, hey, look, here's the topics. You know, this is what the RNC wants you to ask of these candidates. Like, how about more than one question about Joe Biden and his policies, for example? Because that's where all the pain that most of America is realizing right now and why his poll numbers are down is that there's a lot of pain here in River City, and it's at the doorstep of Joe Biden and nobody else.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, I like to call him the architect of our anxiety and our pain. And, you know, we're assuming he's the nominee and the GOP is going to be running against him, then, yeah, we have a lot of questions about his policies and when the things that he's done, from the border to inflation to the attack on natural gas and the loss of energy independence, the war on oil, all of these mandates galore, and his support of the transgender movement, and so many other things that that Joe Biden has done wrong, one after another after another. And, you know, we have an entire chicken coop coming home to roost, unfortunately. these problems piling up, and you know, a nation adrift and a planet that seems to be on fire right now.
And here he is trying to be the commander-in-chief for Israel.
Yeah.
Scary thought.
Well, terrifying, actually.
Without a
scary
doubt.
Stuff, yeah. Like Halloween never ends. One fright show up.
He's the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, and he has a sense of humor, too, as you can tell. Contributing editor of National Review Online, the one and only DeRoy Murdoch. Thank you, DeRoy. Godspeed, my friend. Take care.
Thanks very much.
You got it.
All right. Take care now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Dr.